you go. So this is probably a little unfair for you because you just had to spend like 3 hours with me in a car.
Yeah. That wasn't that hard though.
And then you had to instruct a half a day's worth of class.
Yes.
So you're not exhausted at all, but here I got you.
No, I'm a little tired, yeah.
Yeah, so here I got you talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, welcome. It's been, it's been a couple of years at least, probably, since I sat down with you.
Yeah, at the Church and Sisters, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what have you learned since then, you unretired person?
Yeah, I've learned that... I've learned some incredibly important things with regards to how valuable it is to know that you can choose to do what you want to do. So that's healthy. It's healthy for me to feel like there's sometimes when you get to a place of retirement anyway, not that I'm retired, but you can say, you know what? I don't know that I really feel good about doing that, so I'd rather... stay home and pet my dog or go for a walk with my dog or spend some time with my bride, whatever I can do to kind of just keep healthy and not get consumed. I enjoy not being consumed.
Yeah. Have you noticed any, we've been talking a whole lot about some self-care stuff.
Yeah.
As of late. Have you noticed any changes there? Do you employ anything different now that you just have a little bit more freedom to do so?
I think that getting the rest and the sleep has allowed me not to be out till 1, 2, 3 in the morning doing chaplaincy stuff on calls or whatever the case might be, and it has allowed me to be able to back off and get that needed sleep, even an afternoon nap every once in a while, which really replenishes the reserves. But I'm rested. I feel rested tonight. I'm at the end of a pretty busy day today.
Yeah.
But I do feel rested. And my wife notices that. My kids notice that. My sense of humor's back. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole lot of, and my warped sense of humor from hanging around with law enforcement personnel is back. And I enjoy that.
That's so right. You've turned into a cat, is what you're saying. Yeah. You take afternoon naps.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So in case, the listener hasn't caught that first one before, so you're a veteran. Mm-hmm. You were a pastor for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't want to say accidentally, but somehow you ended up a chaplain for a good number of years over there, and you and Mike... Dinsmore together started up COPSI, the Central Oregon Public Safety Chaplaincy, in case people aren't familiar with who you are.
Yeah.
And so you spent a long time doing that, and so you've been exposed to a number of things. And I've always been kind of curious about this. I don't know if I've ever voiced it or not. So, those of us who have experienced trauma and... you've had your fair share. Have you noticed? Because my theory is that this is helpful. Have you noticed that when you are able to help others, that it helps with your own?
Yes. We talked about that in class a little bit today, intentionally on my part, because there are physiologically some chemicals that get released in your system that you don't really even notice those things. And rather than getting into the details of that, which I would probably end up showing my ignorance after a while, I would just simply say there's some good things that happen for you internally for eternity when you help other people. And it could be simple little things. But that should be an opportunity for you to enjoy peace that comes, whether it's through the chemical release in your system or whether it's just knowing that in your heart, you're doing a good thing, you're doing the right thing. So it could be as simple as pulling a chair out for your bride when we're going to sit at the table. It could be opening a door for somebody. Yeah, all that stuff works. It could be helping a family who's just lost a loved one and providing some care and support for them. Getting a glass of water for somebody. I read that somewhere. That is a really great opportunity to replenish. And I'm going to use that word intentionally, replenish reserves that escape. We don't have the strength and the stamina to be able to do some things because those reserves need to be replenished. So the rest, the sleep, that's all part of the picture. But the activity during the day, can I intentionally plan to do something for somebody and help them right where they're at? That's a really healthy thing for wellness.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a couple analogies. One that I've always enjoyed is you've been to Camp Rylea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a pond there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say what goes on that pond because it's kind of a... I'm just not going to share that part. But it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's murky. It's disgusting. And that's because it is stagnant. Right, there's no outflow,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's the same in a Christian walk.
Yes,
you know, you can take in. I mean, we can take my Bible's right over. I can take in that word all I want, mm-hmm. and that's great. That's awesome, and I can have that relationship with Christ. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Great Command says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel."
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, man, it that water is crystal clear when there's an inflow and an outflow.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Like the Dead Sea.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the other one, I think you'll like this one even better. I've heard it said that, you know, Christians are like manure.
Mm-hmm.
Piled up in one place, they just start to stink and they don't do any good. But spread out, they're pretty fertile.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fertilize.
Things can grow.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to experience those things, you know, it's not a matter that you always are taking. I'm not talking about someone that is having to identify things throughout the course of a day. How can I make sure I'm just not receiving all the time? But there's some lifestyle habits that can develop within our routine of life. And we ought to intentionally put some things in there that are habits of thanksgiving. Gratitude is a huge deal. In my time in the Word this morning, I was kind of encouraged, if I can say it that way, by the challenge of being thankful for, the little things, the big things, but all things. And mm-hmm. I don't have it all figured out still. At the ripe young age of 70, I'm still trying to process some things that I'm wondering, why does this happen? Why does that happen? And I need to be thankful for everything that is happening. I don't know what the results are going to be sometimes, but I need to have a spirit and an attitude of thanksgiving.
No, I like that. I in my reading this morning, I think it was either Matthew 18 or 19. I don't recall exactly which one, but in my devotional time this morning, it was, Jesus talked about having a childlike faith and to go along with that, a childlike humility. And I think of my own kids, you know, if they receive something from me, oh, it's pure joy out, you know, flowing mm-hmm. out from
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And, it can be something very, very little too, that they get excited about. And it's easy to lose sight of that.
Yeah.
The joy that you get from gifts from God and to take it for granted. So
I was while I was teaching a class today, I was I think I shared with you, I might have been talking with Josh as well. It's interesting that I can be communicating the information that I have in my head, my heart, and at the same time kind of caught up in a thought besides that, which might sound a little bizarre, but it's how my the processing of my mind works and everything that's going on. So while I'm up front, I'm watching and viewing the people that are there, and I'm kind of thinking, you know, when I started talking about gratitude, when I started talking about Thanksgiving, when I started encouraging them with the good things that they do for others and how they're supporting each other and supporting other people that they come into contact. It doesn't have to be kind of some masterpiece process of some kind of special thing that you've created, whatever that might be. It could be just the simple things. It is the glass of water. It is the simple thank yous. It is the checking on somebody. How's things going for you today? What's going on? And getting to know someone well enough that you don't even have to ask them that question. You can tell how things are going on by just watching their body language and what's happening.
Yeah,
it's a joy to serve other people. It's fun. It's weary at times. It's tiresome. It uses a lot of energy, but it's good. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, you, and I know talking to Dean, you know, our mutual
mm-hmm.
chaplain friend there, when he is able to do those things, you know, he has talked about just being re-energized, you know, doing the little things and seeing that, you know, regardless of whether this is received at that time,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a whole lot of gratitude or whatever the case, that's not it. It's that God has allowed you to be there for that time mm-hmm. in that place to do yes. that little thing, you know, Jesus washing the feet of the disciples,
mm-hmm.
not a grandeur thing, but really, but really, yes, it is kind of a grandeur thing
mm-hmm.
because you're choosing to be there in somebody else's time of trauma
mm-hmm.
and take care of them. And there's no, I mean, are you getting rich off this stuff?
Hmm.
I didn't think so. So no. There's no huge financial mm-hmm. payout for you. And you got great rewards in heaven because most of what you do is it goes unseen.
And the wealth, if it can be called that, comes not so much through tangible monetary experiences as opposed to the experience of just being with people and engaging them and serving and supporting them and helping them, how much wealth is gained from that? How do you measure that investment, if you will, in an investment into the lives and hearts of other people that pays much more dividends than, especially in the climate financially we're in right now? My retirement fund is going south because of some political stuff that's going on in our world, if anyone can yeah. notice that.
Oh my gosh.
But that's not what my, as much as I hate seeing that go down, it'll come back, they tell me. I'm not holding my breath on any of those things. But at the same time, I want to be smart about what I do invest in,
mm-hmm.
the things that count. Spending time with my kids and grandkids when I get a chance, with my bride, with my Lord, and allowing that time of investment, is I gain a lot more wealth from those kinds of opportunities than working. And I can make money doing something, McDonald's, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not all about that. It's about serving. It's about helping.
I think if I understand correctly, you're saying put your wealth where moth and rust won't destroy it.
Yeah, I've read that too somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So with all that reading that we do, and those kind of things resonate. You know, you can read passages of scripture like that, and they're just kind of like, that's really good information. But then there's an opportunity for you to put that into practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm intentionally going to spend time with my grandson. We're gonna do some things together, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
What's my payback on that? Oh, my goodness, who knows? It could be as simple as, hey, Papa, how you doing today? That helps my heart. It helps my life. I like that kind of investment.
Nice. Well, I do want to let you get some rest tonight. So I think if we could sum this whole thing up, it's giving is worth so much more than receiving.
Give and it shall be given unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Good measure. Pressed down.
Yep.
Yes, totally. And the proper attitude, I like the gratitude attitude kind of thinking.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think it's in Malachi, God says, test me in this. You know, give, right?
Yeah.
God will not be outgiven.
No, no.
Fill your barns to overflow.
Always amazed by even simple things today with my truck that I've been telling you about.
Yeah, yeah.
Truck breaks down. It's going to cost us much to fix it. Unbeknownst to me, there's some warranty coverage. And I'm a thankful guy. I kind of like my truck.
Well, so, yeah. Yeah, because 3,000 miles from now, you wouldn't have had that warranty coverage.
I wouldn't at all. who'd have thought that through? And yeah. With the trip that I've shared with you about that my bride and I want to take on the road, we need to have a solid piece of equipment to get us there and get us home as right. Well.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, brother.
Let's call God it a night,
you.
Huh?
God bless you, Adam. I appreciate you.
You want to pray us out of here?
I will.
All right.
Father, thank you for what a great opportunity to think about what you have done for us and in us and through us and to be thankful for that. Have that attitude of gratefulness. And for folks that would be listening in on this or watch some old bald-headed guy sitting in a couch with Adam, I pray, Lord, somehow, some way you take these few words of influence, how we can invest into the lives of other people and anticipate your blessing us with the peace and the comfort that you bring our way. Thank you for everything you do for us. Pray your blessing on this podcast and for those who would watch it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks, Jim. All right.